Sydney Sage wakes in complete darkness, disoriented and trapped. For months, she's been imprisoned in an alchemist re-education facility, subjected to psychological manipulation through drugs pumped through the ventilation system. Her captors offer comforts, warmth, clothes, food, coffee, in exchange for her confession of guilt. After enduring this torture for what feels like an eternity, Sydney makes a strategic decision to feign compliance while maintaining her inner resistance. "I have sinned against my own kind and let my soul become corrupted," she confesses, the words bitter on her tongue. "I fell in love with a vampire." This admission, her love for Adrian Ivashkov, is both her greatest sin in the alchemist's eyes and her most precious truth. The re-education facility operates like a dystopian nightmare. Prisoners endure isolation, consciousness-controlling drugs, and torture disguised as purging. When Sydney sees another detainee return from re-inking in a zombie-like state, she becomes determined to resist this fate. Despite the physical and psychological torture she endures, including being burned repeatedly for refusing to denounce Adrian, Sydney's spirit remains unbroken. While Sydney endures re-education, Adrian Ivashkov spirals into depression and alcoholism. Having failed his college exams and unable to locate Sydney despite months of searching, he retreats into self-destruction. His pain deepens when he forgets Jill's fashion exhibition, failing the young Moroi princess connected to him through their spirit bond. "I've failed at everything," Adrian reflects. Despite pressuring Sydney's father, Moroi authorities, and Sydney's replacement, the alchemists have hidden her too well, and his hope dwindles. At the Moroi royal court, Adrian discovers his parents' marriage is a sham maintained for appearances. His mother's cynical belief that true romantic love doesn't exist makes him question everything about his relationship with Sydney. Adrian's breakthrough comes when he finally connects with Sydney through a spirit dream. Their reunion is emotionally charged. Adrian wades through a fountain to reach her, overcome with relief. This connection reignites his determination, giving him purpose beyond grief. He immediately begins planning his return to Palm Springs to rescue Sydney. Despite her captivity, Sydney refuses to be passive. Using her intelligence and forbidden magical abilities, she begins a quiet rebellion within the facility, starting by blocking the gas vent in a room with a sock to prevent sedatives from affecting her sleep. Sydney's magical abilities, condemned by the alchemists, become her greatest weapon. She creates an anti-compulsion compound using salt and elemental magic to protect other detainees from mind-controlling re-inking. "The magic left me dizzy but exhilarated," Sydney reflects. "It reminded me I wasn't powerless against the alchemists." Using invisibility spells, Sydney conducts nighttime missions to gather supplies and hide contraband in her mattress. Her boldest move involves exploring mechanical rooms where she disables the gas control system for the detainee floor. Sydney extends her rebellion by forming alliances with Duncan and Emma, sharing information and planning together. When Emma is tortured to extract information from Sydney, their bond deepens. Rather than breaking, Sydney uses her intelligence, magic, and connections to maintain her sense of self and work toward freedom. With information from his spirit dream connection with Sydney, Adrian and Marcus Finch locate the re-education facility disguised as a research center in Death Valley. Adrian assembles a rescue team, including Marcus's ex-alchemist associates, Eddie Castile, Trey Juarez, and Sydney's sister, Carly. The plan is elegantly simple. Adrian, Eddie, and Trey approach with fake alchemist IDs, claiming to investigate Sydney's magical activities, while Duncan creates diversionary fires throughout the facility with disabled sprinklers to force evacuation. When alarms sound, Marcus's team neutralizes guards as detainees are evacuated, except for Sydney and other dangerous prisoners locked down on a secure floor. Adrian and Eddie brave the spreading fire to reach Sydney, finding her malnourished and traumatized from months of darkness and torture. Despite her condition, Sydney uses magic to push away smoke, saving the group. When they finally reach sunlight, the reunion with friends overwhelms Sydney after months underground. Outside in Death Valley, Sydney reclaims Adrian's cross necklace from Sheridan, symbolically reclaiming her identity and relationship. Sydney separates from the group, knowing she's a liability, and heads to Nevada casinos with Adrian, where he can use spirit abilities to win money for their needs. Sydney's recovery begins gradually. She savors a hot jasmine-scented bath, a luxury denied during captivity. Adrian is alarmed by her significant weight loss. The psychological trauma runs deep. Sydney's nightmares reveal she spent 3 months in complete darkness. Their peace is brief. When alchemists track them, Sydney creates a diversion by exploding their SUV with one of Mr. Williger's amulets. They escape on a senior citizen tour bus to Las Vegas. In Vegas, they face another alchemist ambush. Using Sydney's invisibility amulet, they flee to the Witching Hour, a Moroi-run casino offering Adrian sanctuary, though this protection doesn't extend to Sydney as a human. Overwhelmed, Sydney breaks down. Adrian proposes marriage, explaining that as his wife, Sydney would gain protection through laws recognizing human spouses of royal Moroi. Though initially hesitant, Sydney realizes she can't imagine life with anyone else and accepts. Adrian and Sydney prepare for a hasty Las Vegas wedding, with Adrian selling one of Aunt Tatiana's platinum cufflinks to fund it. The jeweler creates an exquisite engagement ring and wedding bands with tiny rubies symbolizing Moroi magic. Sydney stuns in a crystal-beaded mermaid gown while Adrian wears a tailored black tuxedo. As they exchange heartfelt vows, they become Adrian and Sydney Ivashkov, the officiant's words about eternal bonds resonating deeply. Their joy proves fleeting. Outside the chapel, alchemists who track their marriage license surround them. The couple flees to the roof for a final confrontation where Sheridan presses a gun to Adrian's temple, demanding Sydney surrender in exchange for his life. In this moment of crisis, Sydney reveals her magical evolution by summoning a massive supernatural flame around the alchemists. "I will burn them alive," she declares coldly, "and then I'll burn you." Her ultimatum marks her complete rejection of alchemist control. Sheridan surrenders her weapon, and the couple escapes in a waiting helicopter toward the Moroi Royal Court. At the Moroi Court, Adrian and Sydney face immediate backlash. Adrian's father rages at his son's marriage to a human, while his mother surprisingly defends them. Queen Vasilisa provides accommodations, though their arrival causes a stir. Their brief peace shatters when Rose and Dimitri deliver alarming news. Jill has vanished from her dorm without a trace. The stakes are high. Without proof Jill is alive, Lyssa's claim to the throne could be invalidated. This crisis marks the next phase in their journey. Though Sydney and Adrian have found sanctuary through marriage, they face new challenges, adapting to Mora society, evading alchemists, and now finding Jill. What makes their story remarkable is their transformation. Sydney, from obedient alchemist to independent witch, Adrian, from self-destructive royal to committed partner. Their relationship proves that love can transcend prejudice, fear, and tradition, even as new challenges loom ahead.